I mean, to me, that's really an extraordinary piece of music. It's sort of, it's just very, very unusual, and everything in it is sort of unexpected. And definitely by Bach, whatever anyone might say. So, and for the final three movements, you have a minuet, which is not especially notable, but it is using the two-note slurs, like from the gavotte before. So it turns into. So it sort of connects in a way to that. Also, we talked about how the saraband switches places. This one does the same thing. So you have. So that's sort of a unifying device between those two movements. And then the air. Now the air has a lot of the same figuration that the preludium did, but it's more virtuosic sounding. It's sort of like a more elaborate version of it. And it's, as I said before, it's the last movement of the suite A15A, so he thought this was good enough to end with. So if you play both of them, you have two pieces that are very good to end with. And then the final jig is like I said, a brass fanfare. It starts out like a fugue, and then it sort of dissipates. It's not really a true fugue. The second part is much more interesting than the first part, and you'll see what I wrote here. The use of tenths, and then also these seven statements of the theme in succession. So the use of tenths in Bach, you'll see, you know, instead of, he changed them into tenths. Usually when he's doing that, you're thinking of some kind of string writing, you know, in the second partita. That all comes out of, for example, the violin concerto, two for two violins. Very, very typical violin style. So you can possibly think that that's string writing in here. But after that, so he has this like seven or eight times in a row, starting right where the tenths come in. So you have. Sequence of that, which is sort of unusual for Bach as well. So this will be the last three movements.